Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks, as always, for being here and for tuning into the channel. Okay, I want to talk about the news that the government said that masks have to go. There's no longer any legal requirement to wear a mask in England. Guess what? Masks are to stay in many secondary schools despite the England rule change. Or so the Guardian reports. Yes, headmasters across England say they plan to encourage pupils to keep wearing masks during what they allege is the Omicron spread. These headteachers are basically psychopaths, as far as I am concerned, who wish nothing but harm on the children under their care. Forcing children to wear face masks is particularly cruel, mendacious, without scientific evidence, and wicked. So no child in school should ever have been asked to wear a mask, because we know the masks work. We know it don't work. We know that make absolutely no difference. And yet secondary schools across England say, well, they're going to encourage their students to wear masks indoors whilst the Omicron variant continues to spread rapidly, despite the government's announcement curtailing the wearing of masks in classrooms. Well, heads up, headmasters, pardon the pun. You've got no legal basis to say that. Any child, any pupil, any parent can turn around and say no, and you can do nothing about it. So I hope that's what happens. I hope the kids in the classroom, if they're asked to wear a mask, they'll say no, or they'll go back to their parents, and their parents will contact the headmaster and tell them to tell that particular headmaster, he or she, or their, in some cases, no doubt, to refrain from such dictatorial and illegal requests. So isn't it interesting, though, that schoolmasters, schools in particular, these secondary school teachers, they're so keen to keep their children masked up. That's despite the fact that most of them have been quadruple jabbed to the eyeballs. I'm sure as they walk around, they probably drip mRNA from their orifices. So jabbed have they been. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. No. They still have to insist that those pesky kids wear masks, even though it's not healthy, even though it's not scientifically sound, even though it's, as I said earlier, cruel and unnecessary. Of course, the excuse from the schools is, oh yeah, well, 10% of our staff are off. Schools are, this is from the director of schools in the Northeast, one of these trade union agitators says, schools are still facing real challenges in getting staff cover. Oh yeah, that's because the teachers have been testing themselves every 5 minutes so they can get the positive result, which means they get a week or so off. Or maybe a month, because they can say, oh, yeah, I've been off for 5 days now. I think I'm a little bit better after the Omicron attack, but I might need an extra few weeks, because they can self-certify for up to 28 days. Remember that. So they're saying serious concerns for schools, because so many of our teachers have decided just to take the month off. And so the kids, we've got to get the kids in the mask still to cope with the fact that our teachers are so lazy. Yeah. That's pretty much the position. I think they need to be called out in this one here. Naturally, these heavily trade unionized, heavily leftist structures, such as teaching unions, will want to. I mean, they think that the masks are essential, even though it almost completely defeats the purpose of teaching, because the pupils can't read the expressions of the students. I don't know if the teachers masked when they're giving their lectures or their lessons. I don't know. If they aren't they a danger to the students? So shouldn't the teachers be wearing masks? But then if the teachers are wearing masks, how can they communicate? And why is anyone wearing a mask? Because the government has explicitly said masks are no longer mandated. There's no mask mandate in England. That's it. It's over. But naturally, the schools are one of the last. They will be one. You'll find certain public sector structures will be the very, very last to relinquish masks. They love masks. They love the masks. And they love forcing people into masks. And it's because of that that I've not worn a mask to start. I have not worn a mask for three good reasons. One, they don't work. There's not enough. There's little of any empirical scientific evidence that says they contribute positively. There is evidence that says they contribute negatively. So I won't wear them on the basis they don't work. Number one. Number two, I won't wear them on the basis that there's been no compelling evidence that the coronavirus doesn't just go straight through them. So they don't work, and they're useless in terms of so-called restricting spread. But the other reason, the most important reason not to wear a mask is because I don't want to. That's why. I'm not a slave. I'm not a serf. I'm not going to walk around with a mask, just like I wouldn't walk around with manacles around my legs. I wouldn't do that. I would cut myself free from them. Not wearing a mask is your outward and visible way of setting yourself free from the COVID compliance, or at least it has been up until this point. Now the Boris Johnson administration has said, yeah, we don't want to wear them, that's fine. So we know that this has been a massive con all along. Like, let's be clear on that. We know the masks have been a massive con, but they're an outward and visible sign of compliance and also fear. That's why they've been pushed so hard and so vigorously by those who have suddenly woken up in the middle of the night and said, oh yeah, you don't need to wear them anymore. It's okay, yeah, relax. Apart from headmasters who are saying, no, the kids is poisoning us academics. Oh, the kids is poisoning us. Yeah, but your old job, kids is poisoning us. Oh, really? Yeah, so the kids have to keep wearing the mask. That is what is happening. So the torture of our children continues under the steely gaze of these demonic headmasters, in my opinion. Thanks for listening.